League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dude, I mean, if you go 6 months with no pussy and you put it in there, you go, I can't believe you walk around with this every day.
Yes.
That warm corn.
What?
Corn.
Corn.
I want to say coin for
corn.
Are we in? Live and direct from the Kentucky Derby, Stiff Socks Podcast.
Tonight's top story. What about tonight's bottom story?
Yeah, I don't want to even hear the top story. I don't care.
What about mediocre news? That'd be so funny.
Yeah.
Tonight's whatever news is 31
hot dogs.
Flavors on 8th Street only has 30 today.
There's too much gravel on the corner. How do you know there's too much gravel? Did you ever rollerblade as a kid?
You know what? What?
Did you ever rollerblade as a kid?
Nah, I'm not coordinated. I don't rollerblade as an adult.
Dude.
You do. You got them in your car right now.
Right now. Dude.
You drove to Big Bear. Mammoth? Where'd you go?
Big Bear.
You drove to Big Bear with rollerblades in your car.
And
bro, you always
a
have
tennis racket and tennis balls and full set of golf clubs.
You could sell your car to a pedophile easily.
I could sell my car to the sports authority right now.
Right now.
The sports authority.
Isn't that funny? It's like,
I don't even know. I don't even know if that's
what's funny is like you always have that in your car. So like next time a guy cuts you off and you're yelling like, you fucking asshole, get out of my way, I'll beat you. You just have rollerblades in your car.
I'll put rollerblades on and follow that motherfucker with a 9-iron.
Can you drive rollerblades on?
I have. It's not the best, but you can do it. Dude, when I was driving back from Big Bear, like, you have to drive, obviously, through mountains, and it's crazy. Like, it's just left, right, bobbing, weaving through the goddamn mountains. And I drive like a bitch. I'll be the first person to be like, I drive the speed limit, I'm a bitch. People behind me, because there's no way to pass me, losing their minds.
You drive that slow?
I mean, not slow, but let's say it's like 40 miles an hour. I'm going like 47.
That's fine.
But not for these motherfuckers. I'm bobbing and weaving. Like, through a mountain. Everyone calm down. There's deer. This is not F1, you fucks. Dude, there was a goddamn F-250 behind me flashing his lights, freaking out. Hey, bitch, calm down. I will reverse this car while going forward. Fuck you.
It's so funny to hit somebody's car while reversing it on purpose.
Yeah.
It's like a threat. It's like a skunk when they put their tail up. It's like you put your reverse lights on. Oh, really? Interesting.
Dude, I always yell at him, I'll fucking reverse on you. I'll reverse on you and then tell the cop you hit me. You son of a bitch. And then grab my neck like it's a problem. Fuck you. Let me drive regular.
That's why I think you should have a sticker on your car that says, I have a gun.
I love it.
I have a gun and reverse.
I have a gun and I don't care about my life. Dude, the people that have no consideration for their own life, scariest people in the world.
Yeah.
These people in the fucking New York City subway rolling around, no pants, just a backpack on. Yeah. Let's get mad at them.
Yeah, but they're mentally unstable.
That's what I mean.
Oh.
I'm mentally unstable in some capacity. When I get mad like that, there's nothing that
no
matters.
No logic.
None.
Fight or flight.
Fight.
Yeah.
Fight. I'm not big. I don't even know how to fight.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Have no idea.
I look like the Notre Dame guy.
Yeah, I mean, what?
Is
I don't even.
Is he a leprechaun?
Yeah, I would. What in my head always? I'm a little scrappy. I'm going right for the ankles. That's what I always think. Right for
bite
the ankles
him or
and
hit
lift
him.
Up. No, like right for the ankles and lift up. Lift this motherfucker to the sky. What is that going to do? I have no idea. But I'm hoping that I'm swift enough to just lift him straight up and then drop his stupid idiot right on his head, give him brain damage.
The worst would be like if you go for the ankles and they just don't move, and then you're just down there.
Fucked. He's going to kick me right in the head.
Or if you like latch his legs together and then he's got to like walk like your potato sack. Potato race growing up as a kid?
Yes.
Really?
Did you not do it?
I don't know. I thought that was only in like movies.
No, I would do it.
That's so
kind of like July 4th. Like during those like barbecue.
Let me ask this a question.
Was this a question? I wanted to let it go, but I didn't. Go ahead.
Let me ask this a question. Did we not have technology, or is that a poor person thing?
No technology.
Okay. Because now if I saw some kids potato sack racing at the park, I'd drive by and start a GoFundMe immediately. Get your goddamn money up. What the fuck are you running around in a goddamn Yukon bag?
I hear you. But also, I'm like, good for you.
Yeah, true.
Melting your brain on TikTok, or you're just outside in nature with your friends, hopscotching around and fucking potato sack. Do you even sell potatoes? Where the fuck would you get a potato sack right now?
Idaho.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe a Costco.
Yeah, is that a place you would go? Where would I go?
Wholesalers.
Home Depot, no.
What's a Costco, but at Sam's Club?
Sam's Club.
What the fuck is Sam's Club?
What's better, Sam's Club or Costco?
Costco, all the way.
You think so?
Dude, I just became a Costco member like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, flex, sir. There you go.
Yeah, my mom got it for me.
Okay, that's cute. I like that.
Yeah.
But Costco's better, why? I don't know. I'm asking.
I know that Sam's Club is owned by Walmart. Whoa. And they don't have like the same items, obviously, but Costco has Kirkland.
It's all Kirkland brand.
Dude, Kirkland, oh my God. One time I bought Kirkland brand 5-Hour Energies, not good. I did not feel good.
Oh, yeah. You had 55 hours of energy. Yeah, that's sprinkled methamphetamines. No,
dude,
I think
there was something weird in it.
Well, that's the thing about the Kirkland brand. It's like it's cheaper, but you're also like, this is no different than getting the Safeway brand at Vons. This is like the same. Some of the shit, Kirkland vodka, phenomenal. I don't really give a shit.
Just in general?
But I'm saying, yeah, pretty much. That's where the statement ends, but whether it's like the Safeway brand or the brand or the Kirkland brand or the Costco brand.
Skippy and the generic brand, it's the same shit. Mm-hmm. There might be a little bit more fucking additives, whatever, non-organic. Dude, you know about fruit, non-organic fruit?
What?
Do you know about bread? Dude, I got two ideas here.
Fruit and bread, high sugar.
Yes, but the fruit, maybe everyone knows this, but organic doesn't have all the pesticides on it. And the regular shit has pesticides. Dude, I've never watched fruit in my life. Not one time has I ever taken a motherfucking canteen. Thank you. Make like a package. What do you say? Whatever of blueberries. What do you say? A jar? Pack? Pack of blueberries?
Box?
Someone fucking help me.
Box?
It's not a box. It's plastic. With holes.
Container.
Thank you. I love
container.
You. Container of blueberries. Never not one time have I ever washed them underwater. Not one time.
Really?
Never. I watched a documentary, pesticides all over the goddamn place.
Yes.
Everyone was like, dude, get organic or you're stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, I get yelled all the time. Back when I had a girlfriend, I would not get the organic ones because I like the Honeycrisp, the big old boys, GMO'd ones.
Yep.
Those are never organic. Yeah, don't eat those. It's not gonna. I have a nicotine addiction. What the fuck does that matter?
It matters. No, I hear you. But yeah, but organic, way to go. Also, $19 more.
The organic ones are smaller.
Yep.
So I want a big ass apple.
Yep.
My logic is...
People out here acting like blueberries aren't the best.
Phenomenal.
Buddy, a handful of blueberries right before we walk out of the door?
Out the fridge.
Dude, who am I? Johnny Appleseed?
Well,
I feel
liked
fucking
apples.
Awesome. He did.
Well, did I ever tell you I stopped eating blueberries for like 5 years as a child because I found out the inside was green?
Shut up.
I swear to God, I got
grossed
out.
Inside's green?
Yeah, I got the ick.
No, it's not.
I swear to God. Type in inside of a blueberry.
Put it on rule 34 too.
Inside of a blueberry flashlight. Yeah, look at that. Look at
whole.
That. It's like a kiwi. And I found that out as a child. And I got icked out and I stopped eating it. Yeah, it's like a grape that got like a paint job.
Oh my God. Hold on.
A grape that got a rap job.
I just realized that I've never opened up a blueberry. Who the fuck does that? Who would cut a blueberry in half?
Well, I think I squeezed it and like the green came out and I was like, what the? Ew.
That's what I'm used to.
Huh?
No, I'm saying like that color, like the kind of translucent, not green. Whatever. That's what I'm used to. Like a blueberry pie. You like pie?
Oh, interesting. Well, I think the color from the...
Yeah, from the skin bleeds in. Yeah.
What a fun time to figure out berries being on Earth. Like when we... You know when the world's roaming around? Oh, holy shit.
What the fuck?
That's dude, like a fucking vegan turducken right there.
Dude, that, if people that are listening, we're looking at a picture of a raspberry and a blueberry stuck inside.
Yeah, put that bitch in a jello shot and fucking slap my ass.
Dude,
But imagine like being a pilgrim in or the early days of life and somebody found a berry. Whoa, click the circle one. Somebody found a berry and you're like, dude, this shit's delicious. And now you're just roaming around the world looking for other berries.
Yeah.
But not all berries are good.
Yeah, but that's just also funny because pilgrims walking around trying berries, they try the wrong ones. OD. R.I.P.
Bro, fentanyl. That was early days fentanyl. 100,
and, oh, this is how people found psilocybin. Walking around. Dude, the first person to take a fucking mushroom off cow shit, and you're like, oh, I'd love to eat this. Goddamn.
Guys, new merch! New merch, August 1st. August 1st, new merch. We've been working on this one for quite some time. We're so excited. The designs are so sick, so fire, so cool. It's like nothing we've done before, so we're really stoked to put it out. Hats, hoodies, shirts, shorts.
Yeah, guys, stuff for the ladies, stuff for the dudes. It's incredible, high quality, screen printed stuff. It's going to be fucking great. We will let you guys in on the pictures when we can. But August 1st.
Mark your calendars, August 1st.
And yeah, on to the show. We love you guys. Michael Blaustein, yelling about feet, where am I going to be? Great question, I'll tell you. Guys, July 25th, I'll be in Charlestown, West Virginia. Those tickets are almost sold out, so go get them before you cannot. July 26th, Atlantic City, sold out. I love you guys. July 27th, Reading, PA, low ticket warning. New date, guys, August 29th to the 31st, I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. Go get them. September 4th, I'll be in Tarrytown, New York. September 5th, I'll be in Montclair, New Jersey. September 6th, I'll be in Montreal, low ticket warning. I literally think there's like 50 tickets left, guys. And I'm just going to roll off some cities. If you hear them, go get them. Charleston, South Carolina, Durham, Portsmouth, Oklahoma City, Des Moines, Lincoln, Nebraska, Kansas City, Buffalo, Grand Rapids, Detroit, Salt Lake City, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville, and Madison, Wisconsin, and Chicago. Guys, go get tickets at blowoutcomedy.com. That is blowoutcomedy.com. On to the show. Hello?
It's my penis. It's my penis at the door.
Your penis.
Let him in.
Why is it
Let
so big?
Let him the fuck in.
You're in.
I'll tell you why it's big.
Why?
Massive.
Why?
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Listen, it doesn't make you bigger, but it makes you your best.
Here's the thing. It makes you rock. You know, there's people like, oh man, I look pretty good.
Dwayne the Cock Johnson.
Thank you very much, dude. You want to be your own action cock? Well, take some Blue Chew, dude.
Yeah.
What is Blue Chew?
What is it? It's a chewable tablet.
It is.
The same active ingredients as Viagra. Cialis, Levitra.
Bless you.
Thank you so
much.
You're welcome. But in a chewable format. And my favorite part.
What?
Is not only does it get you bricked, it gets you ready for that round two.
Round two. And you know what it does too? You don't got to time it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You don't be like, oh, I'm about to have a vagina in 3.9 minutes. Let me take one. No. You can take your really freaking Flintstone vitamin in the morning if you think in the off chance that there's cootie on your fucking horizon.
Yeah.
You can do that.
You could also just take it if you just want to just measure yourself later that night.
There you go.
And you want to just see what the best, you got to fire off a dick pic, I'm popping a Blue Chew.
Boom. And if you need to, you know, make a new armoire, you can use your cock.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wayfair, it ain't fair.
Listen, and
ship straight to your door.
Thank you. Discreet packaging.
Discreet packaging. So your neighbors don't know, but they know.
Yeah.
They hear you.
I'm sick of going to all these freaking CVS, Rite Aid, RIP, and be like, hey, my pee-pee doesn't get hard. You don't have to do that anymore.
No.
Right to your door.
To your door, discreet package, and the first month free. You just got to pay $5 for shipping.
Well, that's
with
fine.
Our promo code, okay? And that promo code, since we love you, we got a special deal for listeners.
There we
As
go.
Always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use promo code SOCKS at checkout. Pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Huh? Head to Blue Chew for details and safety information. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use promo code SOCKS at checkout and pay just $5 for shipping, okay? That is it. So join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade your humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety information. And a big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Goddamn. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The shit that makes you trip is from...
Yeah, it grows in cow shit. I'm sure there's other places it grows, but yeah, it grows in cow shit. I was going to talk about bread. Bread is the worst ever. No. What they put in bread?
You started sounding like me.
No, but what they put in bread? You guys know this? I didn't know this.
Wheat?
Dude, but there's a fucking
flour?
Huh? Everything. Everything. I saw this shit on Rogan. They hold on. Rogan watched a video of this dude explaining what the fuck is in bread. I didn't know this. Why is everyone laughing? Someone fucking Google some shit.
It's just funny to be on a podcast talking about another podcast where Rogan watched a video. It's like,
yeah,
we're like 13, we're dimensions deep on bread. Yeah, but what?
You got to watch this. You got to watch with this Jim guy's Norton? Video, dude. Yeah, with Jim Norton. Dude, find this fucking video. This guy explains how shit bread is. It's awful.
Well, I do know that bread in Italy is like very...
That's what they were saying.
So now we're just watching Joe Rogan on
yep.
our podcast.
Yep. Bread. Listen to
and
shit, guys.
Why I can eat bread in Spain and in I can eat Greece, Italy, no problem. What? I was gluten-free in
put
15
shirt on.
Years. I've been gluten-free.
Do you know who the guy is?
No.
Pause it real quick.
Kind of.
Is that who I think it is? I think it's a kid named Weekly Chris. He had the world's cringiest Vine ever back in the day. We can look it up after. I think that's him. But he like looks up in the camera after biting his lip. This was back when like there was like the teeny bop kind of kids on like Vine.
Yeah,
he goes,
yeah.
He looks at the camera and goes, stop. You're making me nervous. 80,000 revines of just women. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. But really? I think that's him growing up. I do think so.
I can't wait. What's his name? Weekly Chip?
Weekly Chris. I think we'll go, I think he wiped it off the internet, but we can look.
Okay.
America. Can't eat it.
That's because in America, what we call bread can't even be considered food in parts of Europe. See, here in America, it's not so much the gluten as what we've done to the grain. About 200 years ago, we started stripping the bran and germ, or the fiber and nutrients, to make flour shelf stable, also nutritionally dead. Because the nutrients were gone, we enriched it with folic acid, which a large majority of the population can't even metabolize. Therefore, many people experience fatigue, anxiety, hyperactivity, and inflammation. But then the bread wasn't white enough, so they bleached it with chlorine gas, and the bread didn't rise enough, so they added a carcinogen called potassium bromate, which is banned in several countries like Europe, UK,
like
and even
to fight
China. Then we wanted to ramp up production, so we started using glyphosate to dry out the wheat before harvest, causing endocrine disruption and damaging your gut. So now you're bloated, brain fog, tired, and blame gluten, but gluten is just the scapegoat. The real issue is ultra-processed, chemically altered, bleached, bromated, fake vitamin-filled wheat soaked in glyphosate.
This is what
this
I want to say.
This isn't bread. This is.
Buddy, who is that? You're probably not even fucking gluten intolerant, dog. You're probably because we eat all this fucking bread that's not bread.
Dude, I'm so excited to go to Spain. I'm going to Spain in a couple weeks, and
yeah.
I'm going to fucking eat bread there.
You're going to deep throat a fucking loaf of bread. You're not going to feel, you're going to feel
dude, you know what's
great.
Funny?
Great.
I really need to just, I've been gluten free for like 6 or 7 years, but I've never just had a day where I like just
fuck.
Went after it. But on one of the, after the shows in like Richmond, Virginia, there's a place that had like a roast beef sandwich. So we all ordered food after the show to get delivered to the venue.
Yep.
It was roast beef and it had like horseradish and like a coleslaw.
Fuck.
And like a, and bro, I was eating it and it was like, I was like, nutting. Like, so good.
Yeah.
And then Zach got the same thing. He opens it. He goes, oh, Trev, I think you're eating mine.
Fuck.
The not gluten free one.
Fuck.
So I ate like, 80% of a sandwich,
uh-huh.
regular bun, potato bun. Oh my
fuck. God. Fuck.
You could have been like, do you want to relive that moment right there or have like three pieces of pussy? I'd be like, give me the sandwich forever and always. This shit was the best thing I've
fuck
ever had.
Fuck vagina forever.
I want to, but that was like the best thing I think I ever had. And then I realized I ate pretty much two slices of bread.
And how'd you feel?
I don't know if it was placebo. I didn't feel awful.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did make tender love to a bathroom the next morning.
Poopaloops?
Did that, but
good.
I don't know if it was any different than just eating
regular
a fucking
poop-a-loops.
Regular
right.
goddamn
right.
sandwich. So, I don't know. I'm excited to eat a bunch of bread in
bread.
Spain and
yeah.
France. And
pasta?
Pasta!
Dude,
oh,
gonna,
my
you're
God.
You're going to fuck pasta square in the ass, and
I'm
you're going to love it.
Dude, I can't, I'm a steal pasta in Italy. And then when I go through customs back here, they're like, did you bring anything with you? I'll be like...
Shut up.
Cocaine. And then they'll be looking for coke and not the pasta.
That's good.
Mentality.
Here's the thing, though. All of this bread that they make in Italy and shit, you can just get it here. There's other places. There's
Merci
other,
vous play.
Yeah. There's other restaurants that don't.
There
it's
is
like
places
non,
like that, yeah.
Whatever the fuck it is. But
yeah,
whatever,
yeah,
whatever
yeah,
the
yeah.
shit, they, whatever he just said in English, all the bad shit, there's no there's
dude,
bread here that doesn't have the bad shit in
so
it.
So bread has like a thing called a starter, I'm pretty sure, I think. And like a sourdough, you can make like... Like one sourdough comes from like one initial.
This is a science podcast.
I think this is
molecule.
Right.
Molecule.
This is, I mean, the thing about this or kombucha, I forget which one I'm talking about right now. My mom told me this.
But my mom telling me no. Sorry.
What the fuck?
I don't know. R. Kelly lyric.
Is he still in prison? But
he should be.
Yes. But you start like a batch from like one starter piece.
Yeah.
And there was a place we went and ate and they said that like, oh, you can probably have the bread here if you have like problems with gluten because we've used the same Italy starter for like years.
Yes. Yes.
Crazy.
There's
I'm going to go to fucking, you should. I'm going to Spain. I'm going to put some in my pocket.
Dude, I don't think you have to go to Spain. What I'm saying is
fuck a loaf of bread.
You should. We live in Los Angeles. Dude, there's so many restaurants that use like actual fucking bread.
But how do we know that?
Actual pasta.
Excuse me. Is this real bread?
But you can, whatever's in the shit that, whatever like makes the pasta here bad, whatever makes the bread here bad. I don't know the language. He just said it a bunch. But there's restaurants here that don't do that. They make the bread in-house. So you can have that bread. You can have that pasta. Yeah. I would try that because you're probably not gluten intolerant.
Yeah, there's places like motherfucking Italy. You know Italy?
Yeah.
They're like, their bread is like from Italy.
Yes.
Same thing. And the guy was like, you can probably eat this.
Yes.
And I did, and I felt great.
Yes.
But how the fuck are we getting brain frog off bread? I can't even say fuck. Brain frog? Dude, why do I feel so dumb these days?
I don't know. I would like to give us a little reprieve on this because we talk so fucking much that a lot of times, what's happening?
Alpha brain.
Dude, you know what? I took an alpha brain, the same one, felt like shit dick. I took it, I was like, I'm going to be good.
Because you're not alpha.
Good.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, wait, go ahead.
I just didn't feel great.
I didn't feel great.
It made me feel-
Yeah, but the brain
feel worse.
Is this from my diet?
I think it's because we talk a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk a lot. Dude, I was trying to have this conversation recently. There's so many decisions to be made in a day that sometimes you just see a man on a ventilator and you're like, man, he got no decisions.
Yep.
Just breathe.
Yeah. Dude, I walk past the cemetery and I go, you guys are lucky. You lucky ducks. You lucky son of a bitch. You're just sitting there taking a goddamn dirt nap and I got to decide on an edit.
No, I'm just kidding. We're very fortunate and very blessed and
of
love the
course.
Life we live. But there's so many decisions.
So many decisions. But you know the best thing ever is we discovered that you can eat bread. You can eat the right type of bread. Did I tell you guys? I mean, I told you guys I'm off a little, you know, no
you're
no,
off
no
bread,
carbs,
you're
no,
off
no
porn.
Sugar. But dude,
you're about to off yourself.
Exactly. I'm very close. But dude, I had fucking Chick-fil-A. Guys, no, guys. I hear what you're saying. Oh, Michael, you always talk about regular shit. Fuck everyone. I had goddamn Chick-fil-A after not having like carbs and sugar.
Yeah,
it was the best thing that has ever happened to me.
Did you feel like shit?
No, I feel fine.
Wow.
It made me think about when you were having that sandwich. Every fucking bite. Oh my God.
You gotta take away to give in.
Oh my God.
That's why motherfuckers go celibate, because the pussy that much better after.
If you go 6 months with no pussy and you put it in there, you go, I can't believe you walk around
with
this every day.
Yes.
That warm corn.
What?
Corn. I want to say coin for sky.
Corn. Back
here,
to corn.
Drink some of this.
Coin purse is what
I
wanted
to say. That's why people will take like a week off caffeine, because when they come back, it's that much better.
Can't do it. If I take more than 9 hours off, dude, I wake up almost with a headache. It's not okay.
Yeah, I think that's my non-negotiable.
Yeah, I don't give up. I'm not going to make it in this business if I can't have caffeine. The only reason I got here was because I could chug a coffee.
Yeah.
You're saying raw dog life?
That's
natural?
You could be living a more amplified life. Oh, dude, sometimes I'll drink a coffee before I go get a coffee. You ever do that?
All the time. Because my girlfriend wants to go get a coffee, and I can't wait that long, so I'll have a coffee before I get a coffee.
Isn't that funny?
Yep.
But it's like, is that even, I can't, well, that,
I can't.
I can't wait to get the coffee, but I also, this sounds like a fucking six-year-old mom on Facebook, I can't tolerate people first
Correct.
Thing in the morning
Correct.
Tired.
Correct.
So I need the baseline coffee.
Yep.
So I get the warm coffee in the body so I can be a functional adult. Then I go to the coffee shop, and then that's when I get the fun one. Oh, an iced coffee.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, hot coffee, then get another hot coffee. That's when I start tweaking and I act like a drill hammer. Fucking
what I do, though,
find
is
find some oil.
I usually, you guys know my order, I do a triple espresso over ice, right? But in the morning when I know I'm going to get a coffee with my girlfriend, I'll just have a single espresso just to start the day off.
Yeah.
Just a little
spit.
Yeah. Little sample, little orange chicken of a goddamn coffee.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I do that same thing. But it's so funny to drink coffee and then go get it. It's like, do people eat before they go to eat?
Yep. all the time. Really? Appetizers. Dude, I'd be like, you ever go to a person's house and they're like, hey, come to my house and we'll go get dinner afterwards and they have like, you know, crackers and cheese? Am I speaking Mandarin? What's happening? What did I just say?
I was just trying to think if that's ever happened to me. And then you were in your own thoughts for two seconds. And
everyone,
you're like,
everyone just froze. The fucking mannequin challenge. Oh my god! I was trying to think.
What did you say to me? But sometimes, like to eat at someone's house, then go to a restaurant. I've never done that.
Someone's like, come meet me. Yeah, go. I was just clarifying.
This feels like a sleepover when it's like 5 in the morning and the delusion hits in. Dude, they need to make a drug on that where it's like when you're so tired and everything's funny. Like, what is, like that, if you could put that in a capsule.
Oh, it's so good.
I think it's called edibles, but.
Yeah, it's so good.
Do I ever eat before I eat?
Yep.
Only if I'm at somebody's house.
That's what I mean. Someone goes, hey man, come meet me at my house. We'll kick it here for a second and then have a few drinks, whatever, and then go to dinner.
No, it's only like when I'm like, they're baking something. It's in the oven. Oh, okay. Here's some appetizer before we da 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 da.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah, dude. but pregame before dinner, it doesn't happen a lot. But like, someone will be like, "Hey, man, come meet me at my house. We'll have a few drinks, and then go get food." And then sometimes with those drinks and glasses of wine, whatever, they have like cheese and shit.
But I think that's so normal with the coffee thing. But it's just a funny thought to be like, "Let's go get coffee." Yeah, but let me have some first.
Yeah, I can't. I need coffee before I brush my teeth.
It's the first thing I do.
Motherfuckers wake up and floss.
You know what I did yesterday?
I can't wait for this.
Because I knew today I have a pretty fucked day. And I didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night. So what I did, because sometimes when I wake up in the morning, the process of making coffee takes a while.
Okay.
So I made a cup last night.
I love this.
And just put it in the fridge.
I love this.
So I woke up. I wake up, my cat's meowing at me, and I go, not right now, Pluto. I go straight to the fridge.
Yeah.
Throw that back. And I'm up for maybe 87 seconds, and then there's a cup of coffee in me.
It's great.
There's no waiting around. But the body does not like that. All these fucking Huberman and these motherfuckers with big beards and pockets. How come every smart person got a beard? Wisdom.
How come every smart person got a beard and books behind them? I don't like that.
Fuck.
I don't like that notion. Look at all these books behind me. Shut the fuck up and let me see your hard drive.
It's literally just an illusion.
It is.
If there's books behind you, people go, smart.
It happened a lot during COVID. Every single person that was talking about fucking COVID on Zoom, they all had books behind them.
God, what a funny era when like massive CNN reporters were phoning in from their house on Zoom. And then like a toddler would come running through the screen and like, Judas, get out of here.
Yeah, it always is a dumbass name.
There were so many fucking Zooms that I was on for just like meetings or whatever the fuck where like you're in the middle of a Zoom and their dog's losing their mind or like their boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever the fuck's behind them. And they're also like, oh, honey, are you on a Zoom? Oh, sorry. I gotta get thumped.
Yeah. You're like, you make dream catchers for a living. Get the fuck out of here.
What the fuck were we just talking about?
Coffee. Huberman. Huberman. You were saying you had coffee and then a bunch of Huberman motherfuckers. It's not good for your body.
What did they?
Because Huberman, maybe this is your point. Because Huberman's always like, wake up, have water.
So they all say you gotta. If you want coffee to be its best effect, you wait like 90 minutes or 60 to 90 minutes. Because then your body like wakes up itself. And and coffee is like an energy blocker. So like you don't get to grow that or whatever.
Yep. You know what I say to them? Shut the fuck up. Jump off a bridge. No one asked you. Get out of my life. You don't have my life. You have a big beard and you don't have my life.
Yeah.
Me, I wake up. I have two glasses of fucking water and then immediately have coffee. And then I take my fat dog out and feed that bitch. And then I get to fucking work.
Yeah, I do want to. I mean, it's not a hard science project at all. I do want to try that, though.
You know what I did try? I mean, I'm obviously joking with Huberman. A lot of his points are obviously very accurate. But what I did try because he said it was I woke up, I had two glasses of water, and then I got on my exercise bike.
Oh.
And he said, pedal as fast as you can for like 5 minutes. And it is insane how much you're just awake as fuck. There's no fog. There's no anything. Yeah, and just like 5 minutes. But pedal like as fast as you can for like 5 minutes.
And then coffee?
Well, no, you don't need one. Your body just is like a fucking awake.
And then coffee?
I mean, then coffee later. But yeah. I think that would allow you to have that window where you don't feel like you need coffee.
That's so smart. I wake up with brain fog almost daily. I forget who it is. Some actor says every morning he wakes up and immediately just jumps right into his pool. Doesn't think about anything. Just jumps into the pool.
That's the ice bath.
Right, but the same kind of shock thing. It's like when I slowly come about in the morning, the brain fog is there, and a cup of coffee, and I'm getting into it. It's like, that's like an hour-long process. These guys are just like, fuck it, pool. And your body's like, what's that? Oh, all right, we're up.
I know, I want an ice bath so fucking bad. So bad.
You ever dip your face in a bowl of water? That's pretty close.
I have not. I have not, but I might try it.
That does help.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
Really?
It's like a... If you can't, it's a good substitute. It's not full, but it's a step in the right direction.
Okay.
Because it shocks your face.
Mm.
It's kind of like.
What's his name does that? The Saratoga guy.
Ashton Hall?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of just shocks because, I mean, like all your sensory receptors are in your hands, your feet, and your face, or the top of your head. So if you like dunk your face in it and hold it there for like 15 seconds or longer, and then you can take it out, dry it, and then do it again, that'll definitely like get you like, that helps with brain fog. You're kind of like, oh, we're up. Your body's like. I just forget to do it.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, who has that much ice?
It is. Yeah, and ice machines never work.
I don't have
this machine. This economy, nobody has anything.
Dude, I don't even think I have a bowl that big. I don't even have a big head. I don't think I have a bowl to put. What am I putting a cereal bowl in my face?
Put it in a Yoplait cup.
God damn.
This next ad is brought to you by Chubbies. Woo! Guys, I've been repping Chubbies since college. And what I love is their shorts, but there's so much more than that. Also, they have every seam you could ever need. 5-inch, 7-inch. I'm 9 inches.
You physically. Are 9 inches.
But they have shorts for every occasion. Board shorts, golfing, leisure day. This summer, they have great t-shirts. They have sick merch. I have hoodies. I have quarter zips. They literally have you head to toe.
My favorite part about this company is you can wear these clothes on the golf course and you take those same clothes and you go to lunch, you go to dinner, and it's all fantastic style and it's very versatile, okay? That's why we love it, all right?
With nice elastic waistbands, you don't have to wear a belt. It just snaps right on. Snap into a Slim Jim? No, snap into some damn Chubbies, okay? And it's great for poolside, lakeside, oceanside, vacations, chilling, doing whatever, hungover on a Sunday. Just, they are the shorts that you need in your life. Stylish as hell.
They are the shorts for every person, and now you guys can have them. All right, so for a limited time, use our exclusive code SOCKS for 20% off at chubbyshorts.com. All right? Let the thighs out.
Skies out, thighs out, baby. Yes. Let the thighs out, let the good times roll. Skies out, thighs out. So, whether you're suiting up for cannonballs, cookouts, or casual Fridays, Chubbies has you covered. For a limited time, Chubbies is giving our listeners 20% off with our code SOCKS at chubbyshorts.com. That's code SOCKS at chubbyshorts.com. Support our show and let them know we sent you. Summer's here. Dress like it in Chubbies.
Goddamn. You got a church yogurt bowl? No, but yeah, do you have a bowl that big?
Yes.
For what? Baking?
I don't know. My mom brings over.
Your mom's the best.
She's great. She brings over kitchen utensils like it's a potluck. There's nothing in it. She's like, hey, I have a skillet. It's all her hand-me-downs. She'll be like, hey, I got new pans. Here's this one. I go, all right.
Great. Yeah.
And then I just dip my face in a pan of ice.
I just got some mixing bowls. What the fuck am I talking about?
Yeah. Does your freezer do ice cubes?
It does. No, but every time I switch my refrigerator, whatever, from the water button to the ice button, it always takes a second for my refrigerator to realize what's happening. It goes, and then it comes out. But then it comes out slow. Gigi loves ice, so she fucking starts barking
at
me.
Well, let me one-up you on this.
I love it.
You open the freezer door.
Keep going.
You see the container of all the ice.
Oh.
Dump that in bowl.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't even think about that. I can't even lie to anyone in this room right now.
Drink some of this.
I can't lie. Never thought of it.
Yeah.
I didn't think I had access to the ice. I swear to God.
It is a funny concept,
in a thing back there.
Dude, it's like a bank. You're like, I have to go to the ATM. I can't just go to the bank.
I swear to God. I didn't think about it.
Yeah, just open it and you have access to all of it. Because for the icing to really work on your face, you got to do a lot of it. It can't just be like 4 ice cubes. The water's gonna be cold.
Well, can we do this?
You can do whatever you want.
That's true. Isn't that insane? I could do whatever I want. I could go on a plane right now and blow it up. I could. You shouldn't do that.
What's so funny is our examples are so wildly different. I was gonna say you could turn around in your podcast chair right now and just do the whole podcast facing the wall.
I could.
You went towards a different wall.
Yep.
A tower.
Yep. Yeah.
I have a really funny video I want to post, but it's about 9/11. I just don't know.
Just post it on 9/11.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Is that worse?
Yes.
I'll post it on 8/11.
Yeah. I'm early.
You know, I don't know, man.
What is it about?
9/11.
Well, I understand, but what's the
we
premise?
We were in New York, and there was a thrift store, and they had a hoodie or a crew neck. Where the fuck is that crew neck?
First of all, the wording crew neck, too much. I don't. Does it say shirt?
Crew neck or sweatshirt? What's the difference between the two?
Sweatshirt's got a
circumcised.
Hood.
It's a sweater. It's a hoodie with no hood.
Yeah. It's a crew neck
hat with
sweatshirt.
No brim.
Hold on. So a sweatshirt and a hoodie. A hoodie is with a hood, and sweatshirts. But a sweatshirt could be a hoodie. But a hoodie can't be a sweatshirt.
No, a hoodie's just a hoodie. A sweatshirt, I think, is what you just said.
No, but I think. But if you say sweatshirt, you can mean a hoodie. If your friend goes, yo, can you grab my sweatshirt? And you say a hoodie, you're not gonna go, oh, didn't see it. You'll grab the hoodie. But if you go,
I think
hey,
a
can you grab
crew neck
my
is a rich no.
My point's right, though. But if you go upstairs and your friend goes, hey, man, can you grab my sweatshirt? You see a hoodie, you'll grab that. But if you walk upstairs, you go, hey, grab a hoodie, and you see a crew neck sweatshirt, you're not going to grab that. So a sweatshirt is a hoodie. A hoodie is not a sweatshirt. Reverse that. Give me the alpha brain. All right. What were you saying?
But we were in New York, and at this thrift store, they had a crew neck, which is a boneless hoodie, and it had photos. It had two towers on it, so like never forget or something.
Yeah.
And in this Airbnb, it said like buffalo on one of the walls or something. Okay. And I was like, dude, look at this thing I got at the thrift store. We're in New York. We should go check out the towers. And then he's like, you didn't hear about it? I go, hear about what? He's like, you can't just. And I'm like, oh, is it? Are all the reservations, is it full? Like, we can't. And then it cuts to me watching the TV screen of some planes in it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know if you believe that.
No?
I don't think so. Oh, it's so weird, the difference between putting out a video and doing stand-up. Like, talking about that topic. Like, a video seems just so... It almost seems more real than like doing a bit about it, if that makes any sense.
Because it's not like visual on stage.
Yeah. And maybe like in stand-up land, there's like, they'll give you a little bit, there's like concessions. But that's like, you put some time and effort and it's like, you edited it.
I bought a crew neck.
That true. That true.
That true.
That true, all worse.
That true,
yeah.
That true, all over.
You know, I always think about that because you know, rappers have like thousands of songs that they make and just never put out.
Yep.
I feel that way with videos. I have so many videos that I've shot, edited, ready to go, and I just
the cake
whatever,
video.
Yeah, the cake video, which I've ran past multiple people, and everyone's like, "Yeah, you're fine." I still, to this day, think that video is fine. You're the only
Isn't
person
that
that's giving me. So- Can I ask Alex?
Yeah. Why you say it like that?
What?
Nothing. Crew neck. Go ahead.
There was a video I made like 3 years ago where it's titled like POV You're Dating Steve Aoki.
Okay.
And you know his bit, he always cakes people.
Yeah.
And it's like, she's like, hey, we have to talk, but you promise you won't do the thing? And I go, yeah, no, I'm not going to. She goes, you promise? I go, yeah. She goes, okay. We should break up. And then I like hit her in the face with a cake. But the kicker, I have a black wig on and a goatee beard.
Okay.
I'm not, Michael's point on this goes, Steve Aoki and Trevor,
because he's Asian?
Yes.
No, I think it's fine. I think it's funny.
Right, but
I don't do anything. But hold on, I talk the same. I don't do anything crazy. I'm not wearing a crazy garb.
Yeah. It's not like hashtag love you long time.
Yeah, or like tape on your eyes or anything like that. You're fine.
Exactly.
Well, hold on. I'd like to run this by you.
Okay.
Same thing. Let's live in a fantasy world. Same thing, but LeBron James cakes people, right? Whatever, in a fantasy world. Could he do that? Because he's being LeBron James.
Yeah, but I would wear like a jersey and like a sweatband. I wouldn't do anything that altered.
Okay, jersey and sweatband.
Yeah.
You think that's fine?
Yeah. Why not?
I'm not like, I see where your head's at, but like, yeah, if you did the thing that like middle schoolers do with the fingers and the eyes and
yeah.
And if you did like the vernacular that was like clearly making fun, but I literally talk like this, like, hey, I'm Steve Aoki. I sent it to a few people. Nobody said anything. I sent it to Michael. He's like, bro, if you pose that, career done. I was like, what?
Well, here is my ultimate point. And this is what I always say to us.
Is it worth it?
Is it worth it? I don't think it. If it is the wrong part of the internet and go, it's just not worth it. It's a really funny video. It's just not, the juice is not worth the squeeze. And the Jews aren't worth the squeeze. Give me the alpha brain.
Yeah. I mean, funny enough, I met Steve Aoki and I got his phone number and I really just want to fire it off one day and just say, hey, can I get you to sign an NDA real quick? What do you think?
And as soon as you post it, you pin a comment with the text.
Exactly.
Goddamn. This next ad is brought to you by Lucy. Got one in right now.
Yeah,
gosh,
you do.
Dang it. What is it? It's 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. Plus, they have Lucy Breakers, which are a banger. Let's get wet and wild this summer like you can, because the Breakers, they have it's a nicotine pouch with a little extra surprise. Each pouch holds a capsule that can be broken up and released into extra flavor and hydration. Boom.
You know what I love too?
What is that?
Is it gives me this general sense of calm, and it makes my brain a little active, all right? So when you know, you do a little edit, boom. All right, when you're chilling by the pool, boom. It's a nice little relaxing adventure.
Yeah.
It's great. You pop it in, and as you said before, it's got the little capsule that makes the flavor just, it's a gusher, but a nicotine pouch. And my favorite freaking strength is 4. All right. It's not too much.
4 milligrams.
It's not too little. All right. You just throw it in. You feel freaking fantastic. All right.
So many good flavors. They got mint, mango, berry, citrus, apple cider, which I love. Apple, mint.
Espresso.
They got espresso.
Buddy. I mean, espresso is incredible. It's like I have an espresso with my espresso, Lucy. I feel like
it's
I can take over
shot.
The free. Thank you, buddy. I feel like I can take over the freaking world.
So, level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Head to lucy.co/stiff and use promo code STIFF to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Again, that is lucy.co and use promo code STIFF to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Goddamn.
True. Okay.
I just text and say, hey, can I get a 10-second video of you saying, wow, I love Trevor Wallace. Look at this video that I gave him permission to make.
Yeah. Fuck. Hold on. What was the thing? Oh, the books. You brought up a Zoom.
Yeah, there's that Zoom that you guys were talking
about. Yeah, we were talking about the Zooms during COVID. So this is, we were talking about the COVID interviews where the kids would bother them. So this is a children interview.
And what will it mean for
the wider
channel region?
This?
I think one of your children has just walked in. I mean, shifting sands in the region. Do you think relations with the North may change?
There's another one.
I would be surprised if they do. pardon me.
What's even worse is how fast the mom like drags them out. The kids are screaming and crying, and the guy's like, "Yeah." So, anyways,
the region,
the Middle East.
My apologies.
This guy is having a meltdown. Here's the thing. I see it from all angles. By the way, people who are listening, this guy's on BBC, Big Black Dick Enterprise, whatever this thing's called. And he's doing some shit about COVID. He has a map back there, so he's obviously, oh, I know where stuff is. Shut up, you're British. The kids walk in the room. Young kid, 3 years old, 4 years old, whatever, and then another little, like, fucking little one, like, a year old in a goddamn thing, whatever. This guy's losing his mind, and I think he has a point. If that's me, I'm flipping out. I'm on BBC News, talking about some serious stuff.
Yeah, I'm going, oops, Wi-Fi went out.
Are you going to close the laptop?
My thought is it if... Is this a live recorded show?
I think it's live.
Yeah, right. It's live.
Fuck.
Also, that's it.
Yeah, he played it how you're supposed to. Thank God. Is that wife or nanny?
I think it's not a wife.
Caretaker?
Yeah. This moment when they finally get out and he's almost gonna start cursing is the funniest thing ever. I know that feeling.
Oh, dude, well, he got off that call, walked out there silent. Silent goes, okay. Do you think my career's a fucking joke?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm bouncing on BBC, Scott.
Oh, dude, he is. I mean, he literally called a trash truck to pick his kids up.
But also imagine being the but imagine being the nanny. And
well, the nanny's fired. Like, immediately
the kids are fired.
Fired.
But imagine you're the nanny and you're like making some split pea soup on the stove.
Yeah.
And you look around, you're like, Jebediah?
Tucker? July 4th, where were you at, Mr. Wallace?
I was in Chicago. I went on a lake. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
You want a boat?
God damn it, dude. People, I understand the Midwest summers now, but because they just value the outside because when it's good, but yeah. Us California fucks are so spoiled. We're like, yeah, it's always relatively nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody goes on boats in California.
No.
So I went out there and it's just like, there's this like thing called the playpen in Chicago where it's Epstein, yeah. A lot of kids. But all the boats dock in one area.
Yeah, I remember hearing about this.
Yeah, so these two boats docked up and then one of my hometown friends was also on a boat and he came and docked up with us and we're swimming boat to boat back and forth. It's just so much fun.
When you dock up, I'm an idiot. When you dock up with a boat, do you like throw like ropes
like
on the other boat?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you throw like ropes and stuff and you connect?
Yeah, you put ropes on the other, ropes, holy shit, alpha brain kicking. yeah, you dock up and then you like tie rope around it, but there's mm-hmm. like these like buoys in between so you don't like bump
up. Okay, sick.
But then they have this like giant like tarp thing you could lay on, like a floaty goddamn.
Like a big like blue tarp that you can lay down.
Like a float. They have a name, but it's just like a giant styrofoam like square you just lay on.
And so fun.
It was so great. I saw like 3 fireworks. Who gives a shit?
Did you get hammered?
Yeah.
Good.
Shit faced.
Blackout?
No, not blackout. But I was definitely boozing. But it was so much fun. I'm just trying to think what else I did.
You have a Chicago dog? Hot dog?
No.
You get Chicago pussy?
I'm the dog in that situation. You know what I realize is the place is like...
Didn't answer me.
There's your answer. One thing it was just great. Chicago is... God damn it, I love that city. It's incredible.
It's an incredible city. The people that live in Chicago, I think, are the perfect combination of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And there's so many little like suburbs in it. What am I, British? But I've realized that... maybe this goes for pretty across the board. Nobody that lives in these cities that has the famous food, like tourist things, mm-hmm. really goes for that too often.
Oh, what do you mean?
Like in Chicago, like we should get deep dish.
Yeah,
the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like when people come to LA and they're like, we got to see the Hollywood stars. You're like,
yeah.
Are you illiterate?
Or when people go to like Baltimore, like we got to shoot someone.
That one. Michael Blaustein, blaucomedy.com. But yeah, I think that it was the rule of threes. It was common for you. Yeah. But yeah, I was talking about deep dish out there and all these motherfuckers are looking at me. They're like, we don't do that. I'm like, what? They're like, no, we go to this one place that has pizza that is not deep dish at all. I was eating regular ass pizza out there. Like, what the fuck?
You're trying to stack slices. It's deep.
Pushing it down like it's clay.
Yeah,
I was eating thin crust out there. The bean, yeah. What did I? Went on a boat. That was great.
How long were you on the boat? Like all day?
Yeah, 6 hours.
Did you put on sunscreen?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, good. I was lubing up.
Yeah, you got.
People kept pointing at me, man, you're getting really red. Nobody, dude. I'm so jealous. There's so many people who just like don't put on sunscreen.
Yeah, they're crazy.
What happens with the sun with them? Is the sun just like
they got higher melanin? Higher melanin. I got a pretty high melanin, but if I don't, if I get a good base coat, your boy gets dark. But if I don't,
coat, yeah.
I get red. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like I'm gonna go on vacation in like August with my family in North Carolina. I'm gonna come back dark.
What else did I do? I did that. What the? Then I went to a concert.
Oh, what concert?
Disco Lines. It was like EDM house DJ. kind of did that, and then I just like. I don't know. I just had really good food out there. Like random, like breakfast shop spots. Like, you're like, oh, I just want a coffee. And they're like, oh, they also have a motherfucking Michelin star egg breakfast sandwich. You're like,
dude,
I mean, put this fucking McGriddle in my ass.
Dude, breakfast underrated. I love a good
three
breakfast.
Meals a day. 3 meals a day. I want to do Super Size Me, but it's just breakfast and not a McDonald's.
I could do breakfast for every meal that there is.
Dude, I get so much joy when I look at a menu and it says breakfast all day. I go, you guys get it. Dude, bro, in Chicago, they're mixing iced coffee with matcha.
What are you talking about?
You heard me right.
Say it again.
It's like two shots on the bottom, milk on top, and then they put matcha on the top of it. Bro, I was tweaking.
So matcha,
what the hell?
Matcha with iced coffee?
Yeah. It was actually phenomenal.
All right. It doesn't sound great, but I mean, I'd take your word for it. Like
it looked better than it tasted, but God, it looked
okay.
Cool.
Yeah,
because it was like the black coffee and then the white-ish cream for the milk and then the green on top.
Bro,
it looked crazy.
When I went to Big Bear, I ordered this smoothie and then I got a triple espresso. And then I waited some time. He made it. I grabbed the smoothie and I started drinking the smoothie. And my girl was like, how is it? And I'm like, this shit is fucking, I don't know what happened. It's so bad. And she's like, did you grab your coffee? And I'm like, I didn't get the coffee yet. And I went to the thing and I was like, hey, man, can I have the coffee? And he goes, oh, I thought you wanted the coffee in the smoothie. Sir? Hey, sir. Yeah, man, I want triple espresso in my peanut butter and banana smoothie. You fuck. Goddamn. This ad is sponsored from our boys at Factor. Mr. Wallace, do you understand that summer's here?
It's here.
Buddy?
Currently.
More fun, more sun, more light, more time to do all the things that make summer so special, and I don't want to cook. How about that? How about I want to enjoy the sun, and how about I don't want to freaking cook? I don't want to go to the grocery store. I don't want to do any of that. You know what I want? I want fresh, incredible, non-frozen, never frozen ingredients right to my freaking doorstep, 2 minutes in the microwave. Incredible. Am I a chef?
I had one of these the other night. I'm not kidding you. It's better than 80% of the meals I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was a chicken and it had like a cream of corn on the side.
Frick.
It also had green beans with bacon in it. And also on the side, a little cobbler.
Huh?
A little peach cobbler.
Buddy, the last time I had a cobbler, never.
That meal to make myself would have been 30,000 plates, $5,000 in water damages for my sink exploding.
Yeah. There's a fire. You started with fire.
Yeah, I'm not a grandma. I don't know how to make cobbler.
Nope.
It was for real good. I was licking the plate. It was for real. And what I love about Factor is sometimes I get too busy and I don't even have time to select the meals, which you can.
Yep.
They just sent that to me. They're like, hey, Trevor, I know you're busy. Here's this.
And they go, based on the selections you made before, I know exactly what you want to eat. Dude, it's incredible. We can't recommend this product more. If you guys are busy or you just don't want to cook, do Factor meals. They're incredible. All right, enjoy more time this summer. Get Factor if you want all the flavor and none of the fuss. All right.
All day coverage. They got nutritious breakfast, on-the-go lunches, premium dinners, and grill. And guilt-free snacks and desserts. Factor has a whole day covered. There's also things you can add on, like juices, protein shakes. Some of the protein shakes have cold brew coffee in it. It's literally just a game changer.
It changes the game, and you can feel full with incredible ingredients.
Never frozen.
No
two
dishes.
Minutes. None of this defrost bullshit. Literally, two on the microwave, express cook, boom, done, eat, back to what you needed to do. So get started at factormeals.com/socks50off and use code socks50off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's code socks50off at factormeals.com/socks50off for 50% off plus free shipping. One more time, factormeals with an S, factormeals.com/socks50off. One word.
Goddamn. It tasted so, I spent, I mean, dude, the smoothie, you know, smoothie prices is fucking
smoothie
crazy.
Smoothie prices are sneaky high.
Dude, it was like $17 for a fucking smoothie that I triple, because I tasted it. And my girl was like, how was it? And I'm like, it tastes burnt to me. I don't know how you burn a
banana.
A peanut butter and banana smoothie. It's like so crazy. It's the easiest thing ever. And then I was like, oh, this makes sense. And then, you know what pissed me off too? That was my first coffee of the day, so it fucked my caffeine intake up.
You're just sucking it really fast.
Yeah. And I have a caffeine headache and a fucking a cold headache.
Was that this morning?
No. Oh, dude, my time's all fucked up. No, it was, no, not this morning. It was Monday morning. Jesus. Not this morning, no. This morning I got good coffee.
Yeah.
Triple espresso right to the face.
Yeah.
Had a banana.
That's
not
so
mixed.
Did he try to like redo it?
No, he was like, oh, I thought you wanted it in, and he made me a triple espresso on the side. But I'm not going to have the triple espresso and then another regular one.
Yeah,
six shots? Six. Well, it turns into a fucking dragon? Anyways, so Chicago was good.
Chicago's great. Yeah, it's really a... And maybe this is just anywhere but L.A., but everybody was just walking around when, like, in just parks, walking around.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad. They have a beach called Concrete Beach where everyone goes to. It's just concrete and water. You're like, jail? This is...
Concrete Beach?
In the name. But you know what I love about it is they appreciate it because they're like, they're just taking what they have.
Yeah.
But yeah, coming from California, yeah, there it is. In all of its grace and glory, it is literally
is there for real no sand?
No. There's sand on like the sides, but everybody just lays on the concrete.
They lay on the concrete.
Bro, imagine just reading a book on concrete.
What? Oh, am I a pigeon? Give me some fucking sand, dude. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's funny, but they just really appreciate it. They just like love it.
It does look really peaceful. And lying down there with all the buildings is really cool.
Yeah, that was nice.
Damn, that's so beautiful. Is that is that where you were?
No, I forget what the area was called. There's all these loops and downtowns and old towns and West Loop and East Loop and motherfucking loop de loops. But yeah, I was in Chicago. It was really fun. It was there's a lot of life in the city because half the year is just brick shit cold. So you have to just enjoy it when you can. That's why when I announced my show in Chicago, he's like, "Do not do a show here in the summer." Like no, like. It's gonna be a hard sell. It's gonna be a last minute sell because everyone's like, it's fucking 85 degrees out, and the rest of my year is gonna be in the ice age.
Yep.
So I'm gonna enjoy it now. But that's what I did. Awesome weekend, great reset, super fun. What did you do?
I went to the Dodger game.
Oh.
Yeah, went to the Dodger game with my girlfriend's family.
I know.
We had amazing fucking seats, like right behind home plate, and it was fucking awesome. Like, I think Dodger Stadium, for the most part, I've been there twice. I don't know the fuck I'm talking about. But, like, there's always, like, really good vibes. But I think because there's not a fourth, dude, everyone was just so fucking happy. We did, like, the wave. I know it sounds corny, but we did the wave. That bitch lasted for, like, 15 minutes. Like, it kept going around. And we kept, oh, it's going to keep going. Because everyone's such a good mood. Like, ah, fuck, let's keep going.
Yeah.
We kept doing it. Dude, honestly, after about four or five times, I'm not getting up again. I'm not getting up again. Let me finish my fucking dog. What am I, working? It was just every fucking 3 seconds I'm getting up. Whoa!
I want to do the wave in public, but like on a date. I'm just stand up and do it and see if it catches on.
Yeah.
But it is awesome. You go, it's coming. It's awesome. Going.
It's like 40,000 people all doing the wave. And we were behind the home plate. So you could see the whole thing. It's actually really cool. But after about 15 minutes, like, all right, shut it down. But
it is so funny. The wave will turn anybody into a child again.
Yeah,
you could be 65, divorced, hating life. You lost a limb the night before at a Craig and Auto Parts. But the wave comes out and you're like, no, you're okay.
Yeah, here's my one arm. Yeah. it was so awesome. The game was a nightmare. Dude, the Dodgers
19
lost
innings?
18
Holy
to
shit.
2, I think.
Oh, my God.
18-1. It was the worst home loss the Dodgers had, I think, ever.
So you're bad luck.
I am. I'm very bad luck. Dodger dog, though, I put so much shit. The regular stuff, but I put so much. I was like, fuck it. Fuck it. We out here. It's July 4th. I don't give a shit. I mean, dude.
I swear to God. Maybe
deep throat that bitch.
Whoa.
I did it.
Maybe I was smaller as a child. That's an obvious statement. But Dodger dogs used to literally be like the size of my arm. They were like a limb. Now they kind of just peek out a little bit.
I think they were always like that, but when you were a kid, they just looked bigger.
What a funny pitch. Like, yo, what if made a hot dog the extendo, the long way?
I loved it. It was so good. I just doused that bitch with onions.
When I was in
Anaheim.
Chicago, went to a Cubs game, and I was starving, and I just got a hot dog and two pickle spears. I was throwing anything cylindrical down my throat.
Good. You got to practice.
I mean, dude, imagine looking over. It's like the most American pastime sport of baseball. You're like, yeah, I got to get a hot dog. You're with your son. And then you look to your left and you just see me.
Yeah.
Frail, deep throating a glizzy with two pickle spears.
You know what's great about the Dodger Stadium? They have gluten-free buns.
What the fuck?
They got gluten-free buns.
For the
hot dogs, daddy. Yeah. They have gluten-free buns. They have vegan hot dogs.
Did you have to look for it or something?
I don't know. The one that was right by us, like, had them. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, and then, I mean, we just got absolutely smashed. It was like, kind of got unfun. But, yeah, whole family was drinking wine. It was great.
But
and
at least the game was exciting. Like, a lot of home runs.
It was so many home runs. It was like a home run derby. But you know what's really funny is they were playing the Houston Astros. And you know that whole thing about they cheated in the World Series? Yeah.
Cork.
So every single time, that motherfucker, I forget his name. You know his name, Alex? Not Ichiro. What's his name? Alfonso Rivera? Tiki Rodriguez? Fred Douglas?
Altuve.
Yes, Altuve. First of all, I'm taller than Altuve. Altuve got an ass, though. Holy
most baseball
shit.
Players do, yeah.
I mean, but he's like 5'6", got an
he's
ass
an
on
Astros.
Him. I love that one. Anyways, but they cheated. So every time he went up, people were losing. Boo, you cheating fuck.
He's 5'6"?
Yeah. Tiny guy.
Holy shit. Does it take him longer to run the bases?
No, he's fast as shit.
Holy shit.
But his strike zone's super tiny. Because he's super tiny. That's jacked. I think he had 200
lady?
Runs. Huh?
Who's the lady? Nina? Can you go down? Spouse? Oh. Hello.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
5'6".
Yeah, he don't give a
damn.
Fuck. That's why he's so good at baseball. If he was 6'1", he worked for Hertz.
Dude, what if he's a kid from backyard baseball growing up?
He might be. He might be. But they would boo him and call him a cheater. And this one older guy that was sitting in front of us, so funny, dude. Every time he got up, the crowd would stop booing and he would just yell out just random shit. You teach your kids how to cheat, you motherfucker. You cheat so much by cheating on your wife, bitch. Altuve turns around. Hey, man, I'm worth $90 million. Shut the fuck up.
He also can't hear you.
No, he doesn't. Also, he just hears it all, dude. It's like trying to yell at a basketball player. It's like, dude,
it's you know the best thing, and it's like the most like dated comeback. It's just scoreboard. So it's like she's 18-2, bitch.
Yeah, but then they
scoreboard.
Go, yeah, but then he's like, then the retort is, you probably cheated this time too. Did you hear the whole cheating scandal? What they did? It's kind of fire.
Kinda.
They had people watching the catcher of what like pitches they would pitch the other team, and then they would bang on a trash can, and that trash can would signal what pitch they were gonna do.
Mm.
It's kind of sick. I like it. I think cheating's awesome.
That's not cheating to me.
Oh, it's cheating a lot.
Why?
Because if you know what their pitch is, you know.
But why is that? That's just being smarter than a guy with a stick. Baseball, stick, ball. If you can't outsmart that.
Well, if you know the pitch is coming, it makes it way easier for you to hit it.
Where is that cheating? They would go to their like practices or something?
No, they would watch the dudes, whoever's like by the trash can, would watch the catcher do the signs. So then they would bang on the trash can fastball.
And
so the batter would know that the pitcher is about to throw a fastball.
But how do they know the signs?
I don't think they're too confusing. Alex, am I wrong on this?
Yeah, no, you're right. Also, they thought that there was like plants in the stadium watching games, giving signals, making phone calls. Like, it was a whole scandal that kind of got hush-hush. But
I like that.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Me too.
Like mafia shit.
Bring the steroids back.
Dude, but
everyone cheat.
Yes, but it's funny to think about if there's a plant in the stadium watching the pitches, he's still doing the wave.
True.
He's like there to like scope plays, like write down. He's also like, okay, so three fingers and a left thumb. Okay, that's gonna be a curve. But you know, like it's funny to think
still
about him.
Still eating a Dodger dog.
Yeah, it's funny to think about him at the games. Like he still has to pay for parking. He still has to go there. Take me out to the. Okay, that's an inside.
100%. You know what's so funny to me is like, never mind. Just a cutaway and just like I think the plant's here to cutaway. It's just a fern. All right.
But also the. excuse me.
Just would do numbers on Vine.
In the outfield, just an actual
would do numbers on Vine.
Crush.
I mean, even seeing like the players like cover their mouths every single time they speak. Yeah. And I don't remember that being such a thing like 5-6 years ago.
Well, I think because there's so much football video, does it all the there's time. So much video, and then the
that's
the
all football.
Like lip readers, or whatever. That's all too.
They hold up like a Cheesecake Factory menu.
Yeah, the fucking coaches. Yeah, basketball is always do that too when they're talking to their friends. But like, yo, I'm gonna fuck this hoe.
We live in a world where we live in a world where you can record people through Ray-Ban glasses.
Yep.
And we're still over here giving like balloon sign animals.
Yeah, everything's
on the side
backwards.
Of a football, on the side of the sidelines.
Hold on, what? The balloon?
Red peacock, 43.
Am I stupid? What do you mean red?
NFL and college football, they'll hold up like signs. Like it'll be like different emojis and like a mixture. It'll be like a tiger and a balloon and a cactus. And that means like this play.
Oh, I did not know that.
But it's like, how are we not past that? It feels very traditional.
Hold on, don't they? And maybe I don't know football that well. I don't, obviously, but. Admittedly, but don't they have like the quarterback? Doesn't it the quarterback and the middle linebacker? Don't they have fucking like things in their ear they can hear?
I know
the quarterback does for sure.
The quarterback, I believe, does, but I don't know if.
So I don't know if they need signs. They just say it.
Maybe it's for college or for the offensive line, defensive line.
Oh, I don't know.
Where's our CTE correspondent when we need him?
I know.
I don't know, but it is just funny that it's like just fucking pull up the Apple Watch. Like, all right, cool.
Oh, that's
Hail Mary.
Good. I mean, literally, good plan. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Text him.
Group chat.
Yeah.
And then the other guys in the group chat, thumbs down it.
Go deep. Thumbs down.
Please don't intercept. Thumbs up.
Just wanted to go back to hot dogs real quick.
Of course. Joey Chestnut
won
again.
Oh, yeah.
We are humbled by age in preparation for the great insult.
I don't like that hat. Death.
I don't like it.
This is his intro.
For those who stand immortal. Not through the grace of heaven.
This is Joey Chestnut's
through their own hype triumphs. Man.
He got Bruce buffering.
I speak of this man.
I need to know how much pussy he gets.
So much, dude. His last name is Nut.
Formed from the shards of shattered angels.
Born from the shards of shattered angels?
Dude, you eat pork rinds.
You need to stretch your neck out? Oh, maybe you're right.
Look at, he's massaging his neck. But that's no different than us, like, whipping our thangs around for sex, you know, the helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's about to eat 75 fucking hot dogs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I didn't realize that his jaw strength would be crazy.
Are you brushing your teeth before this?
No. I can't believe that guy's still talking.
Dude, I know.
His glory is strung like beads of light.
Dude, me before going on stage. He has like the same like yips and everything.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest, for that big of an intro, he needs more love.
Yeah, that's wild.
Dude, that was actually kind of sick. Did he win?
Yeah, I think he broke the world record.
It is so funny.
Can you imagine having that intro and then bombing?
Just not
choking.
Just
the first
eating
one.
13 hot dogs.
I actually
love
to interview Joey Chestnut. I just want to know, like,
so
morning up, you know, what are you doing? What are you prepping?
Yeah, do you
putting a cucumber down there just to loosen up?
Do you retain semen?
Yeah.
So how many did he get?
And what are the look at this fucking average Joe on the right. He's too embarrassed. He has sunglasses on next to him. Why would you try to compete against this man?
Oh, has he ever lost?
Everybody seemed to want to be here. You came back. How do you feel?
First of all, his hype man is also the announcer.
Being here. And, man, I wish I didn't need to go warm. Sorry, guys. But, yeah, I'll be back next year.
Did he lose?
No.
Oh, no. His 17th title.
Dude. What does that toilet look like on July 5th?
Yo, his mouth is huge.
He was like Alvin the Chipmunk.
Oh my God. Dude, that dude can suck a dick, huh? I mean, he could take 14 of my cocks in his mouth and still have room for a jalapeno popper.
It's so awesome to get hoes off eating hot dogs. But look at all these, like, average people, like, even trying to compete with him. Is this a free event? How do you get accepted in this? Look at the hats they're wearing! Michael, they're wearing the gussy hats on there.
They're wearing Nathan hot dog hats.
They're wearing hot dussy hats.
Wait, where does this take place? I think it takes place actually.
I think it's
in
New York.
Island.
In New York, Coney Island.
Oh, yeah, it is Coney Island.
Yeah.
But he lives in California. I think he lives in he's from San Jose, so I think he literally flies in for this.
I watched a couple of videos on them training. It's fucking wild.
Now with our play of the day, Will Gans is here. Big news from the famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Jaws is back.
Jaws is back. You say big news. I say it's unbelievable news.
Stop. Pause. Someone shoot him on the street. I say it's unbelievable. Why are you aren't? First of all, put books behind you or shut up. Get on BBC, you fucking loser. I hate this guy so much. I fucking hate this guy so much. It's unbelievable. God, I hope you fall upstairs.
You know how many, like, older moms watch the news and they get, like, a tingle in their vagina looking at that guy? He's so hot.
I know.
Teddy is what a guy.
God damn. This ad is sponsored by our boys at Cash App. Mr. Wallace, do you have Cash App?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I finally got on the train.
Thank God, dude.
I felt like an idiot without it.
You do. You're like, oh, everyone's like, you have Cash App? You go, no, you feel like a stupid idiot. Cash App can do way more than you think to make your money work for you, all right? If you, you know, direct deposit at least $300 in your paycheck each month and use the Cash App card for purchases, you can earn up to 4% annual interest on your savings. No hidden fees, no minimum balances required. Did you hear what I said, dude? You can put it in Cash App. You get 4%. That's incredible, all right? Make your money work for you. Also, you can hit your savings goals even faster by turning on the Roundup featured on your Cash App card. With Roundups, every purchase you make using the card is rounded up to the nearest dollar, and that spare change is automatically put into your savings, all right?
It's great.
You don't even think about saving. That's what's so incredible about Cash App and the savings function, all right? Don't let your money sit around and gather dust. That's the dust, all right? Make it work for you. Take advantage of high interest savings on Cash App today. All right, so for the limited time, new Cash App customers can use our exclusive code to earn some additional cash for real, all right? Just download Cash App, use our exclusive referral code SOX10 in your profile, sends $5 to a friend within 14 days, and you'll get $10 dropped right into your account. All right, terms apply. That's money. That's Cash App.
So let me get this straight. I send $5 to a friend within 14 days, and you'll get $10 dropped right into your account.
Bang.
So I'm sending money, a philanthropist, but I'm also earning money.
Boom.
How'd that work?
America. That's how it works.
Cash App.
Boom. Promo code SOX10. That's the referral code. Use it.
Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank members. FDIC. Direct deposit roundups, overdraft coverage, and discounts provided by Cash App. A Block, Inc. brand. Visit cashapp.com/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
God damn. I mean, can you imagine reading that off the teleprompter and saying, okay, I'll read it? Because the first time I'm like, change that. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, we don't. Just deliver the news. Just talk about how a nightclub, somebody walked in with a pipe bomb.
Yeah.
Talk about Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
That's what's so funny about the news. It's just 1 minute, Joey Chestnut breaks new record of Glizzy countdown. Next news, parakeets. Loaded at the San Diego Zoo.
Yeah. Stuart Little gunned down in Chicago.
I should have paid a homage.
Jaws, Chestnut, Coney Island's main dog, returning for the famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. A little later this afternoon, the 16-time champion was banned, might remember, from last year's Chowdown.
Why?
Due to a sponsorship deal he had with Impossible Foods.
Oh, yeah, he turned it down last year because they wanted to do, vegan dogs.
The table has now been set for his big comeback. Chestnut taking part in the official weigh-in yesterday.
What? There's a weigh-in? Dude, it's so funny. It's like a UFC weigh-in, but he's by himself.
Yeah.
It made me appreciate it. Yeah, made me work harder to get back here, and now that I'm back, I appreciate it. So much.
Pause. Why is he talking like that? If you have that many hot dogs, you get CTE? Why is he talking like that?
Dude, we were just talking about how bread gives you brain fog. He's had 70 buns.
But would you ever think that he would talk like that?
I did not.
I mean, it's a guy who... Yeah.
I mean,
what did you expect him to be like, yes, well, the glizzy that I had in my gullet.
I did not think he was going to talk like that.
Well, okay, if you would think he talks weird, look at the guy on the left with the red, white, and blue mohawk.
Holy
which literally
shit.
Looks like one of those popsicles you get on the ice cream truck.
I love
pop rock. The best fucking one.
Yeah, yeah.
God, I want one of those bad right now. Bring it to me. Keep playing.
It's a big part of my life. And it's an amazing 4th of July celebration.
You could see him getting emotional thinking about it. Yeah.
That's no, you could. He wasn't emotional.
The vaunted mustard belt Chestnut will have to take out reigning champion Patrick Bertoletti, who downed 58 dogs last year. Can he do it? Could he possibly
Go back. So the guy who won last year thought he was doing some big time shit.
With 58.
Big JWC comes back in like, oh, now you're off the vegan dogs?
Yeah.
Let me get some real glizzies in there.
70.5.
70.
70.
Wow.
Literally, how long do they have? Do we know? Dude, 70 hot dogs.
I don't know, but any time frame is hilarious. But yeah, it's so funny. It's like the 1 year Joey's gone, that's the year to compete.
Yeah.
Because then anybody got a chance. Yeah. I know three people in my close life that could at least put down 28.
I mean, if you had Gigi in there, she put down 146.
Oh, she'd eat herself.
10 minutes.
Dude, what is that hot dog breakdown? Me too. I thought it was so long. What is that hot dog breakdown?
It's like 70.5 a minute.
Six hot dogs a fucking minute.
That's insane.
Look at this guy. That's a thumbnail.
For the hot dog eating contest. So wait, so how many is that, that's a hot dog per 10 seconds?
No, a minute. Seven hot dogs a minute. 70. Seventy. Exactly. You have 10 minutes to eat 70 hot dogs. So it's seven hot dogs per minute.
Yeah.
Right, but
seven.
Like what? One hot dog equals what in seconds?
Oh, I understand. I don't know. I got to do that math. I don't know.
Eight.
Yeah. 10 seconds, right?
See, I'm delusional. I think I could do it.
Sure.
Oh, excuse me.
At least one hot dog in 8 seconds.
No, you could do one. No, you
don't
could
they dip it in water?
They do.
They dip it in lemonade.
Why lemonade?
Well, yeah, they used to do it in lemonade or water.
Does it like help break it down?
Yeah, it makes the bun soft so you can eat
it. If I have one, yeah, I know that, but like why lemonade? Ugh. If I have one lemonade and one hot dog, I feel the heartburn coming out my ass.
Yeah, that's too much acidity.
Dude, 70.
Just dip it in water.
Hot dogs. Yeah.
Could he do it? Could he possibly chew through his own 2021 record of 76 hot dogs? Tune in to find out.
That's
coverage.
A different universe. Fell off. 76 to 58. Hey, Jaws has it in the bag.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see. Coverage.
Why are your teeth so white? I hate these people. No wonder these no wonder they get 12 views a fucking episode. This
Good
shit
morning,
sucks.
America. Scroll down.
12 comments.
It is so fucked to go to journalism school and then you're just reporting on some glizzy gobbler. But Joey Chestnut is a legend. I'd love to have him on. Joey, if you listen to the show or if you know anybody who listens to knows Joey, let us know. I bet he goes out on the 4th of July after.
I don't think I think he gets violently
wheelchaired. Think?
Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Dude.
Such meat.
Oh.
Yo, I think he has slammed like two in the last 2 seconds.
Oh, hey, this makes me sick looking at this. God damn. It's so impressive. Like, dude, humans are insane. But there's one human that can have, like invent a medicine that cures diseases, and then we have this human.
Same person. So you see how, like, the last person, like, I don't know how to say the last name, Weary? They're at 41. If you're at 41 and bro's clocking 70, just stop.
Yeah. I think you get first, second, and third, though.
No.
And
what do you win? Some Heinz?
Dude, it's a tight. I mean, look at the guy. The second place is barely at 45. Looks like he's out, too.
That's true. I guess, yeah, those are all relatively. Those are actually all really close. 10 minutes is. I thought it was like an hour. I thought he had like a fork and a knife. 10 minutes is actually crazy.
Dude, how many hot dogs do you think you get down in 10 minutes? Legit.
8.
You get more than that.
Did you see this video? You remember this? I think this was like last time. This was wild.
What happened? They were fighting?
A protester came about.
Oh, yeah.
Joey Chestnut, the fucking wiener goat.
Oh, shit.
Throws a fucking Sith Lord down.
Shut up!
Dude, that was
Durin?
Like...
Dude, he keeps going.
Dude, this is literally like the Trump shooting, but like...
Dude, did he crack his neck? Did he try Steven Seagal this guy?
Bro, he's fucking 38 dogs deep. You're not going to throw off my rhythm and flow.
Or you know what's also... But think about Joey. He's been training for a whole year for this. And some guy comes by, I'd break his neck too.
Yeah, dude. He like...
What a monster, dude. So some protester comes, and Joey Chestnut just grabs his neck and throws him to the ground, and then starts deep-throwing hot dogs once again.
While people with hot dog hats cheer for you.
Dude.
You know what's crazy?
It looks like he did rip his neck off.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He tried to Steven Seagal. Here's the thing, though. I think Joey Chestnut could win, like, could be a mayor of a city. Like, I would vote for him. That's the most American guy in the world.
Mayor of Chicago.
Yeah, you're right.
Hot dogs.
Wow. Oh.
Tuesday to end shoe off policy for airport security screenings.
That's
huge.
I feel
like we're at that point in technology. But now there's no point in having fucking pre-check.
Correct. There's also no reason to even bring IDs.
This
They're
your
just
face.
Taking pictures, bro. First of all, can I say this? When did we say, okay, you can take my picture? When did that happen? All of a sudden, they just started bringing cameras, and then the TSA goes, go in front of the thing. No. Why? What is this, JCPenney for my fucking school pick? No. How about no?
Yeah, but they've been doing that. Every street corner damn near has a camera on it.
But when did I say yes, I could do that? when did I?
You just walk outside. No.
But do you know what I mean? Know. Like when did I sign the fucking terms and conditions? Is
you
yes?
probably hit accept cookies on one website and in the descriptions. Like also, we'll let you take your photo to the airport. I don't know. I think there's just so much shit that's just like that level of prestige government type. They're just like, yeah, what are you going to override this?
There's definitely been people that are like, no, I won't take a picture. And the guy's like, well, we have to extra screen into the corner.
I see videos of people getting themselves in more trouble. There's this video where a guy goes to customs or the border, Canada, US, I think. Guy cracks the window and he like says, like, I was visiting. And the cop goes, what? He goes, I already said it. He goes, well, the window wasn't, he cracked the window. He didn't say it. He goes, I already said it. Guy goes, well, I didn't hear you. Can you just say it again? He goes, I'm not repeating myself. The guy's like, listen, it's a freeway. I can't hear you. He goes, that's not my problem. Already, guy ends up in handcuffs, just trying to prove a point.
Yeah.
Shut up. Go home.
Yep. Yeah, I'm with that. Just say it again. What'd you say?
All right, we got a sock sock and secret sock.
Boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Sock sock is
4th of July ain't nothing but a bunch of big booms.
Boom!
Boom, 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 boom. Aren't you glad I interrupted you for that, Alex?
That happens, you know?
You know.
Oh, I want to experiment a little in the bedroom with my wife, but I don't know how to propose this to her.
You already did propose. You're married. You're going to be with her forever. You might as well try something.
That's true.
Hey, there's a ring on your finger. There's also a finger in my ass. From you, question mark?
I think also you could kind of set it up by like, hey, my friend told me about this new thing. Like, I'd love to try it.
She's like, oh, yeah, what friend?
Randy.
Grimace?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think it is like an awkward, possibly embarrassing thing to bring up something you want to do. But it's also like your wife and you guys are married and you love each other. And I think like open communication is always the best way to do it. But I do think you could be like, hey, I heard on Stiff Socks, they were talking about this. Like, would you be okay or be down to do this? I think it would like really fun and spice things up. Or you can say my friend or whatever, but you can't be like, yo, I saw this thing on the hub. That's a little aggressive.
Bring it up right after you guys already made sweet love.
Good.
No?
No. Because
then after, be like, oh, man, that was so hot. You know what I was thinking about? Da, da, da.
Yeah, but then she's like, oh, so you were just thinking about that during that? So I'm not enough for you? I think that's a very vulnerable.
Leave her.
That's like a very vulnerable time.
I thought that was the most like lovey-dovey time. You're both laying there and be like, you know, I was thinking about when we were like making love. I was like, what if I like did this? What if you did this to me?
Okay. I feel that point.
Because like you ever just been like in the middle of it and then your brain's like, man, pull out your phone and start filming, make a movie. And then you finish like, why don't do that?
God, it's so hot though.
It is. But
when
after.
When the girl asked you to film it?
Yes.
Fuck.
But.
Then she calls you by the wrong name?
And she goes, you saw the video? Airdrop to him.
Yeah, yeah.
But in that sense, it's like, in your head, you're like, you want to grab a phone, you're like, it's so hot, I just want to, and then you finish, like, oh, I don't really need, I was just a horny brain talking.
You got to come out, yeah. I think they're.
When are you bringing it up?
In my opinion, I think
shopping?
Bringing that up prior to sex, because I think it's a very vulnerable time for both of you, but I think for women, for generally speaking, it's a very vulnerable time, and I feel like there's might be a chance where she was like, you, so what, like in that moment, like I wasn't enough, you were thinking about that. So I think that's, I don't know, that's just gambling in that moment, in my opinion. But I think if you do, even maybe bring it up before, like you're getting into it, you're hooking up, whatever, and then bringing it up there. I think it's like because people are horny. It's like your inhibitions are down a little bit, maybe after a glass of wine or two. Then you bring it up there, like kind of in the heat of the moment before. I think it's cool. But I would bring it up like my friend or I heard on Stiff Socks, something like that. So it's like it lowers the blow. Not blow, just the awkwardness or whatever, the embarrassment, I think it lowers it a bit.
And it also takes it off you. It's like you weren't thinking about
correct.
It.
Somebody else was talking about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But dude, good luck. Let us know what happens. Also, I want to know what he wants to do.
Okay.
Just get like a toe in the ass?
Yeah, something weird. It has to be.
Parking coming up the ass?
God, dude.
All right, secret sock. I can only have sex while having my socks on.
Double protection.
What? Is this?
Because if my feet get cold, I can't get it up.
See, I'm the opposite. If I get too hot, things are going down.
Really? I'm the opposite. If I get cold, it's over. No wind, no fan, nothing. Hate it.
But do you guys like to have socks on?
No.
Not.
I feel weird.
The funny part is it's like usually the last thing that comes off, though. And taking off socks when you're on your back is always a freaky-ass position.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be on your back and you fling them off. Yeah. Or you like try to like nonchalantly do it. So you take one toe and like slide it off.
Dude, getting undressed.
With yourself.
Because I usually undress when I'm standing up. But getting undressed is so not hot. Like as a dude. You're like undoing your belt and putting your jeans down and stepping out and sometimes you miss. And
jeans
then you're
and shirt I think is hot. It's the boxers and the socks that ruin the... Because like you rip a shirt off. She's like,
The shirt is always hot.
Okay, Mr. Firefighter. You take the pants off. They fall to the ground. She's like, oh, fuck. It's happening like a movie. And then when you're down there like, you know, like trying to take your socks off.
The shoes too sometimes are a fucking issue. If you have boots on, you're like, you can't even, you know. When there's like a little bit of friction when you're taking it off, it's just so unhot. And I've like missed my foot before trying to take my pants off. So you're like hopping around. You're like, yeah, she's going to fuck me after this.
Well, thank God the skinny jean era is done. Because I mean, think about that.
Could not get my pants off.
Oh, yeah. You're helping each other take each other's jeans off.
Oh, my God. Especially when it's hot, like a New York night, you're trying to take. It's like, ugh, Jesus Christ.
God, it's like a sticky bun.
Yeah, I mean, those fucking eggs are cooked.
What if it's so hot your nuts turn to hard-boiled eggs?
I mean, why wouldn't they?
But the funniest is when you take off your sock with one big toe, and then you're like,
yeah. I've never done that.
Really?
No, I always use my hands. I think the feet is kind of a good idea, though.
Yeah, well, you're like, if you're both laying in bed making out, it's like, you don't want to like take the time to, you want to already be naked by the time things, like, take it off with there.
Dude, that's a phenomenal, I've never done it.
I just realized belts to girls are bras to guys. You know what I mean? Like if you're trying to get a girl's bra off and it's confusing, sometimes belts for girls, like they're like, I don't really wear belts. Like, do women wear belts? Not really. Not a whole.
Very
obviously yes, but not as much. So sometimes the hands on the belt and they're like, what the fuck? How do I?
I've been having the same type of belt for like the last 5 years. And when I first started hooking up my current girlfriend, she literally couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But she, at some point, she was like, I need to learn how to do this, which was the hottest thing ever. And then she like would fumble, and now she's fucking licking split off.
Have you heard of how to? Yeah, but like, it's funny. It's like, there's that stereotype. If a guy doesn't know how to get the bra off, whatever, fucking loser. There's girls fumbling belts like it's a damn Rubik's Cube.
Oh, yeah.
Because the belt I used to have was like a weird like latch on the bottom.
This one.
I miss it.
Yeah.
You see?
This one.
Yeah, there's a latch on the bottom that slides in and out.
Yeah.
I used to have that belt.
What
I miss it. It just got worn out. And like one day the pin fell out.
Oh, I got this on Amazon for like $30. It's great.
Sometimes I forget how easy life could be.
Life is so easy.
Right now, I could get that belt at my house between 4 a.m. and 8 a.m.
Yep.
Amazon.
Dude, I'll be Amazoning everything.
Amazon shits on everybody. UPS, kill yourself. USPS, kill yourself.
Yep.
Amazon, you can say.
I need a black loofah. The next day there. And sometimes the same day. Yeah. I need toothbrush. Toothpaste, same day. Paper towels, same day. Yeah, did we do it?
This podcast.
We did it. Guys, what a podcast. Ups and downs. We learned a lot. I mean, Jesus. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blaustein on tour. Trevor's going to drop new dates very, very soon.
My
dates
are up right now.
Go grab some tickets. And that is it. Oh, guys, big news. We have a massive merch drop. August 1st, okay?
August 1st. First merch drop in a while. We've really been working on this one for quite a long time. We're really happy with it. We got some great photos with it dropping soon, and really just a cool drop.
Really, it's a good one. Excited. It's going to be great for all summer wear. We have some feminine stuff, some masculine shit. It's going to be great. So, yeah, we'll let you guys know, fill you up in more details when we can. And that is it, guys. Have a great day. It's us, the Sip Sox boys. Goodbye, big old dick.
What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf, thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.